You're tuned to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's 11 a.m., and it's time for Something About the Women.
Wanting you the way I do, I only want to be with you, and I would go. From just one man, but if
good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue. So happy to be here with you on this Saturday in May. I've been away for a couple weeks, but I'm back and enjoying putting together a show for you today. So as we've been doing every week when I sit in and host the show this year, we're starting out with a song from Carole King from her classic album Tapestry, which is celebrating its 50th birthday in 2021. And we heard Where You Lead, which was a great song on its own and then got renewed life by becoming the theme song with some modifications for the Gilmore Girls show. So you may recognize it from that as well. So Carole King is in the news again because she's fabulous, but she has just been, what's the word? She is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the 2021 class, as they say. And this is the second time that she will be inducted. The first time was as a songwriter and now as a performer, which is really fantastic because Carole King never set out to be a singer per se. She sang her song so that she could demo the things she had written for other people. So very proud to say that Carole King is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she's not the only woman getting inducted in 2021. Tina Turner, also for the second time, is being inducted, this time for her solo work. The previous time was for her work with her awful ex-husband, Ike Turner. The other girl group is the Go-Go's that are getting inducted. So it's great to see some more women getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're going to be featuring later in the show Tina Turner and the Go-Go's. But for now, I'm going to stick with Carole King because we are going to hear some songs from her early records and celebrate her for the fantastic, wonderful singer and songwriter that she is. So before Carole King was a solo performer, she was in a band called The City, and she was the singer, and she wrote most of the songs. And we are going to hear a track from the album that she made with The City. And what's interesting about this track is not only is it a very early Carole King recording, but also this was the B-side to the very first 45 that came out on Olivia Records way back in the 70s, when Olivia Records first was becoming a women's music label. They put out a 45 that had, I believe it was Meg Christian doing a song, and on the flip side was Meg Christian doing this song that Carole King also had on her album with The City. So here we go, celebrating Carole King on her upcoming induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame here on Something About the Women.
If the thoughts in my head could reach a great distance and somehow get into your mind, they'd tell you much more. Thank you. looking for somewhere else to go. Here is a lamp I've left unlighted. Aren't you someone I should know? Memory's flame is soon ignited, lighting my lamp with amber glow. Quietly friends are reunited, singing a song of long ago. La la la.
All right, how much fun was that? We just heard four songs in a row from Carole King, really spanning the range. I'm sure there's even more range than that, but tackling a lot of different types of sounds there. That last song was Wraparound Joy, the title track to the album of the same name from 1974. Before that, Song of Long Ago from the follow-up to Tapestry, which was called Music, and you can hear James Taylor all over that song, guitar, vocals, just a lovely, lovely song. And another one from the album Music, we heard Back to California, pretty jazzy number there. And we started it with a little-known band that Carole King was in, The City, and from the album from 1968, Now That Everything's Been Said, we heard the song Lady, which again, as I mentioned, Meg Christian covered on a very, very early Olivia Records recording. I'm going to see if I can try to find a recording of that. I'm not sure. I probably had the 45 of that at one point, but I don't even know where to look now to see if I have that. Anyway, Carole King getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for 2021, her second induction, the first one being for songwriting and this one being for performance. Okay, let's continue celebrating the women who are going to the Rock Hall this year with a set from everybody's favorite 1980s girl group, the Go-Go's, here on Something About the Women.
Time.
I challenge anyone to not get up and dance when listening to the Go-Go's. If you don't get up and dance, I mean, or at least, you know, chair dance, something, you are not feeling the Go-Go's. And believe me, I just felt them. Ah, love me some Go-Go's. So that was a classic, Our Lips Are Sealed, from 1981's Beauty and the Beat. We also heard You Can't Walk in Your Sleep If You Can't Sleep. No truer words were ever said. You can't walk in your sleep if you can't sleep. Also from Beauty and the Beat. Then we heard Cool Jerk from the follow-up 1982 release Vacation. And that was preceded by the title track to Vacation. And we started it with the classic We Got the Beat from Beauty and the Beat. Started everything for the Go-Go's. And that just brings me right back to my freshman year of college with those fantastic ladies. All right. That is our tribute to the Go-Go's, who are getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2021. And continuing with our feature of women getting inducted for the class of 2021, here is the one, the only, the incomparable, simply the best, Tina Turner, here on Something About the Women.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing. You see, we never, ever do nothing. Nice. Easy. Day. We always do it.
Never lost
nice.
One minute
and rough.
And
but we're going to take the beginning of this song
the thing
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel, keep
but then we're
going to
do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling.
Keep on burning,
and we're
girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one night. Your child ain't all he should be now. This girl will put him right. I'll show him what he could be now. Just give me one more night.
Thank you. against my window, bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain against my window, 'cause he ain't here with me. Hey, window pane, tell me, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come. them in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their name. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Wrapping up our set with Tina Turner, the 2021 Rock Hall of Fame inductee for the second time. We heard Private Dancer. Man, does she have pipes or what? I mean, her legs are only surpassed by her pipes. Private Dancer. Before that, we heard I Can't Stand the Rain. That is from a Greatest Hits collection called Simply the Best from 1991. We also heard River Deep, Mountain High from that same compilation from the Tommy original soundtrack, suggestion by my lovely wife Cheryl, the Acid Queen. Forgotten about that. And we started it with Proud Mary, a different version than you may be used to hearing. And that is from the 1993 release, What's Love Got to Do with It? And Proud Mary, which some people insist on calling Rolling on the River, but it's called Proud Mary. So let's just, let's play by the rules, okay? All right. It is coming on noontime here at Something About the Women. You're, of course, listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Congratulations to all the graduating Tufts seniors. And I was one of them once, but that was a long time ago. All right, I've got new music. I've got all kinds of, I've got soul, I've got R&B, I've got blues, I've got country, I've got Americana. I got it all coming up. And we're going to start it with something from the backup singers for Ray Charles, the Raylettes. And they had a whole album that they put out together. We're going to hear a track from that right now here on Something About the Women. ¶¶
trouble.